eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst. I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. Today is episode number 133, and it's being recorded on February 22nd, 2008. Well, today is a very special day in American history. It is the birthday of probably one of our greatest all-time American leaders, and that is George Washington. George Washington was born on February 22nd, in 1732, which would make him 276 years old today. And here in Liberty, we actually do not have school today, not necessarily in honor of George Washington's birthday, but because we are out of school for the second day in a row due to an ice storm that recently hit. But today I thought it would be appropriate to talk a little bit about George Washington and how he's become one of my favorite historical figures in American history, and then also a link to a great presentation that I'd really encourage you to watch or view sometime in the next couple days to help celebrate George Washington's birthday. Well, George Washington for me has always been, you know, an important historical figure, but things really changed in my eyes, or my interest, I guess would be a better way of saying it. When we went down to Mount Vernon, my wife and I went down to Mount Vernon a couple years ago when we were on vacation in Washington, D.C., and I'd been to Washington, D.C. a couple times and, you know, done a lot of the sites inside the city, but had never gone down to Mount Vernon. It was outside the city. It wasn't accessible, you know, with the subway system and things like that. So I just always said, well, I'll do that someday. And my wife and I took one day out of our schedule, the time that we were there a couple years ago, and went down to Mount Vernon. And that was probably one of the best days that I've spent on vacation ever. It was amazing. Mount Vernon, if you've never been there, is just this incredible masterpiece of architecture and history. And David McCullough says, you know, Washington never wrote his own biography, but his biography is in essence, his autobiography is in essence Mount Vernon. Everything at Mount Vernon he designed, he created, down to the color that things were painted and the way things were put on the buildings and things like that. So once we went down to Mount Vernon and spent the day down there, I really became more obsessed with Washington, and since then I've really read a lot more about Washington than I ever had in my previous teaching years of American history. So if you ever get the chance, if you're in Washington, D.C., definitely take that extra day, go down to Mount Vernon. We were actually there right as they were finishing the new visitor center, so we have not seen the new visitor center, so one of these next couple of times we go to Washington, we're done. But it's just this incredible place where, you know, I guess I get kind of sentimental or emotional, I guess, but when you're standing inside the home of George Washington and you literally know that you're walking where this man walked, and you're standing on the porch and you're looking out and you're seeing the view that his eyes, you know, viewed for so many years, and a place that was so close to his heart. And then they've got so many different displays that show Washington as more than just the military leader and then also the president. And that's the thing that I try and really talk to my students about a lot now, is that Washington was so much more than just a military leader or, you know, a president. One of the neatest displays at Mount Vernon, I thought, was when you went down to the round barn, and he actually designed this barn where you can process grain outside the wheat, and he designed it, and he actually sold the designs to farmers in the area. And just the intellect that this guy had and the vision that he had was so incredible. And you also get a sense for how much of an actual human being he was instead of just this demigod that we think of. You know, everybody thinks we know Washington because we see him on the dollar bill and he's this iconic figure. But he did so many things that were just absolutely normal, everyday things, and looked at things through both a leadership role, but then also just as a Virginia farmer. And I think that's one of the things that our students really need to understand about Washington, instead of just seeing him as this demigod. You know, when you look at the things that happened in the American Revolution, and so many people questioned his leadership abilities and questioned if he knew what he was doing as the leader of this ragtag army against the British, And he did. I mean, he literally knew what he needed to do at the right time. And again, as David McCullough said many times, Washington was in the right place at the right time. And it was almost like he was, you know, put on this role or put in this place in this role to basically birth this nation. So on Washington's birthday, just kind of think about Washington a little bit. And to help you do that, I do have a link on the bottom of this presentation or this blog post. And it's from a presentation that was done earlier this month through CONSERVE. It's an organization that helps students find out more about the Constitution. And it was in conjunction with the History Channel and Verizon. And what it is a web quest, actually on, I'm sorry, not a web quest, a web broadcast through Ustream. And it's David McCullough speaking to a group of students about George Washington. And David McCullough speaks about Washington for about 40 minutes or so, and then students are able to answer or ask questions, and Mr. McCullough answers them. And as anybody that's listened to this podcast for quite a while knows, David McCullough is absolutely my number one favorite American. The vision that he has, the way he talks about history, the way he talks about history education, it's just a great way to be able to see his insight on George Washington, which, of course, he's written quite a bit about with 1776 and some of the things with the colonial time period. So definitely check that link out. And beyond just the actual context of what it's in, you know, the whole idea that we could have this broadcast that anybody can see at any time is a shining example of how we can really use this to benefit education. I was not aware of this broadcast happening live. If I would have, my students could have actually like typed in some questions on the chat feature and things like that. And you know, for whatever reason, I just didn't see any notice about it or didn't catch news of it. But here I am later in the month, and this happened, I believe, on like February 13th of 2008. I looked at it yesterday, and it had 10,000 views from the time that it had actually been put up on Ustream. So that's pretty incredible that it could be viewed 10,000 times. 10,000 extra opportunities for somebody to actually see Mr. McCullough talk about George Washington that before technology like this would have happened, you know, it possibly could have been videotaped. Someone might have done it with a VCR or, you know, they could have, you know, sent it out as a DVD. But in reality, this is much more accessible to everybody where we can go online and click it and watch it and view it and hear it. And just was a great, great presentation. So on George Washington's birthday, go ahead and check that out. It's about an hour long, but I think once you start watching it, you really lose track of time because Mr. McCullough just does a great job of describing George Washington's life and a lot of the things that he did that made him probably the greatest American that's ever lived. So definitely check that out. Thanks for listening to the Speaking of History podcast. As always, you can check us out online at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. And you can also email me at any time. And my email address is speakingofhistory@gmail.com. And I'm working through some of my emails. I've had quite a few in the last several months. I'm trying to answer everyone's questions. So if you do email me, please know that I'm trying to get to all of my emails and answer things. Just been a little bit hectic around here lately. So I definitely appreciate you guys asking questions and sending suggestions and all different kinds of things about the show. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.